B-Pod Studios.
Hey, we are the Toucher and Rich Radio Show, joined by the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, and gentlemen, how was the first week of the preseason for you?
It was pretty good. We had an interesting one with the Patriots. We had Giants minus 1.5. Obviously, they won by 2. We had, I believe we also had the under in that game, which obviously lost. Overs crushed preseason week one. I think they went something like, I don't know, it was 13-3, I think it was, week one preseason NFL.
Yeah, the overs are crushing.
We did hit an under. But, yeah, it wasn't bad, and I think there was some value to be had at the opening. A lot of these openers for preseason week two moved quite a bit. We also had some first half money lines. We had the Colts, I think, first half, and Eagles first half. So we did well week one.
When you take a look at this game coming up, they just announced that what's his name? Is it Christian Wilkerson? Is the receiver that got cracked yesterday?
Yes,
he's going to be out for a while with a concussion. They just announced that, so mm-hmm. That was a pretty bad hit. But when you look at this upcoming preseason game, any value, any kind of place that you feel confident in putting your money against the Panthers?
So the line opened Pats minus 3 in this game. Then it got hammered down when the news came out that Carolina was probably going to play Baker Mayfield and potentially Sam Darnold in again another game. I moved to Pats plus 2. And then yesterday when Matt Rhule came out and said that the Carolina Panthers are going to play their backups, that line went from plus the Patriots plus 2, and they're now currently minus 2.5. So unfortunately, I think if you miss both big moves on this game, I think it's a little late to play it. If you do like something, it sounds like the Patriots are going to play some starters in the first half. Maybe you look at New England first half when those lines pop tomorrow morning. Usually they don't allow preseason first half lines until the day of. So that might be something that if you're interested, or Pats first quarter, if you really want to get a little scary there. But unfortunately, in the Pats game, I'd say there's probably not a lot left just due to the fact that we've already seen two big moves on the spread in this one.
If I can ask you, Dan, yep. Do you think there will be a bet where we can actually place a wager if there'll be a fight in the game or not?
I do not believe that there will be a I do not believe there'll be a prop bet on that, unfortunately. Not yet. I think that that's something that's going to be down the road.
Do you guys have a take on that? Why you think there's so much fighting going on?
I'm more curious if it's considered a positive or a negative.
Yeah.
How do you guys look at that?
Well, I think it's negative to answer the question, but for me there's no contact in practice. Like, you know, Rich, you did double sessions, right? Imagine if you couldn't hit the guys on your team all because of the new rules. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you play another team and you start whacking dudes. No wonder why, because they're all cheap shots. None of them can hit at practice because of the new rules.
Yeah.
I think it's a mix of both. I think maybe day one, you know, when they're fighting about random crap, you know, I think that's not a good look. But yesterday, when your guy gets cheap shot and he's hurt and he's down bad and they're celebrating and everything, you have every right to beat the crap out of the other team and go at them. You want to cheap shot their superstar? Sucks to suck. Don't cheap shot our guys. We won't cheap shot yours. So, no, I liked what they did yesterday. Day one, definitely not a fan of it. I don't like the fact that, you know, they're getting into undisciplined situations. But yesterday, 100%, I'm all for backing up my guys. And screw the Panthers and screw Matt Rhule. Who cares about them? There's no relationship between these two teams. Who cares?
So you think that McCaffrey hit was a cheap shot? I couldn't tell. I saw.
I mean, look, they definitely hit him late.
It's their franchise player.
In a game, it's 15 yards. But like, was it like a dangerous hit? No.
But they probably look at it as it's preseason. Here's our franchise player. He's been hurt a lot.
100%.
Yeah, so you know they're gonna fight back against.
And there's that inherent danger of not really knowing the head coach. I mean, Belichick doesn't really have a relationship with this guy. He has a relationship with McDaniels. He has a relationship with the Giants. This is, you know, a little bit different. If you don't really know the other team and you're gonna hold joint practices with them, stuff like this is gonna happen.
Good point, John, because they've always had Vrabel, right?
Yep.
They had Daboll at one point.
Yep. Yep.
Usually the teams that they scrimmage with.
Yeah, if Daboll, yeah, I mean, with Brian Daboll as the head coach, you're not going to have any of this nonsense. They didn't have joint practices, but you're not going to have any of this crap go on.
Okay, so they just announced yesterday, the NBA just announced the schedule for the Celtics. And if I'm not mistaken, and you guys would know, do the Celtics have the highest win total estimate from Vegas? Are they, out of all the teams, are they predicted to have the highest over-under total right now?
So actually, when it opened, the Celtics did not have the highest win total. I believe that might have been
Suns, maybe.
I think it might have been Milwaukee. Actually, I think they were. Okay. I think they were both at 53.5, 54.
Mm-hmm.
Now the actual Celtics are off the board in many places due to the fact that there is the Kevin Durant rumors. Obviously, they've been shot down 100 times at this point. I think anyone who listens to the local media knows at this point that the Nets are using them. That's my personal opinion.
Whoa. But that's a big deal, isn't it? When Vegas takes a team off the board because of a rumor, doesn't that mean that they think that there's some sort of juice there enough to do that?
Not at all. In fact, it's the exact opposite. All it means is if there is something that happens, they don't want to get beat to a line. So in reality, they actually take lines down more often than ever now. So what happens? It's a very, very common practice.
Okay, so what I've seen is that the Celtics, if a book is open, 54.5 is what is being thrown out there. And as of now, just what I'm seeing on ESPN, it looks like they are the highest, just above the Suns. Where would you put your money on that? 54.5 wins. If you could place a bet on that right now, what are you thinking?
So I think this number is going to climb higher. I think this number is going to be 55, 56 within the next couple of weeks once people kind of turn their attention away from football and start turning it towards the NBA once football starts. I'd absolutely look at the under for this team. And not saying that I don't think they're talented, and I think they're deeper. But this is a team that played a ton of playoff games last year, lot of NBA minutes logged, especially a lot of hard NBA minutes. I think the second half of the season, this team is really going to wear down. Now, I think they're going to rest a lot of guys, and they're going to help. That's going to help them for the playoffs. But I just think 56, you're looking at 55, 56 wins. I think they're probably more of a 52, 53 win team. I just think you're probably looking at the under with this team there.
This is hysterical. I'm looking at the Nets, and they've got them almost 10 full games below the Celtics. They've got them at 45 wins right now. Because who the hell knows what's going to be going on with them. They're way down the list.
I thought this was interesting. You have the odds of where will Bronny James play after high school.
Yeah.
Why is Oregon the far and away the favorite?
I don't know. That was a good question. Like Ohio State would be maybe someone I would look at with some high odds there.
Or Akron.
Yeah. Well, do you think you'd really go to Akron?
They would become a premier program if you went to Akron. And you're telling me they wouldn't nationally televise every Akron game then? Like, they'd find a way.
Is the G League an option? I didn't see that.
It wasn't on there. I didn't see it either.
I would think the G League would get good odds, no?
It sounds like he wants to play in college. He doesn't want to play in the G League. So that's why it's not been an option.
And is this contract that LeBron James just signed, the 2-year, $95 million extension, basically his setup to have Bronny James play with him in his final year?
Yeah, it has to. Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's so funny is that Bronny James is not guaranteed to be.
I know. That's
like
that
an NBA
option.
Level talent.
Sure.
Yeah. That they set it up. I mean, LeBron has that player option in 2024-25. 2024 is the first year that Bronny James could play in the NBA. He's going to graduate from high school this coming year, next summer. Then there's that 1-year break where he has to play somewhere else before he goes to the NBA. So LeBron can leave the Lakers if he wants to. And follow his kid wherever he goes.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny because where Bronny is ranked as a prospect is not guaranteed. I mean, he's certainly a top 50 prospect, but he's, Imani Bates was the number one prospect in the country forever, and now he's playing at Ypsilanti. Where is he playing? He's playing
Ypsilanti, Michigan. Yes,
somewhere in like Ypsilanti. Eastern Michigan or something.
Yeah.
So, and he, as a sophomore, so there's no guarantees with this. It's just going to be funny if, because Bronny James, obviously, someone's going to take him, or they might not take him in the draft, but someone's going to pick him up so they can get LeBron at least for a year. And it's going to be funny if Bronny James has, like, and you know that his dad's going to demand that he plays. Like, he won't just be sitting on the bench, or he won't, be in the G League. Or not, or playing for the Maine Red Claws, or whatever the hell they're called now. And so it just could be funny if he's out there and has no business being on the floor. And he's like, everything is just, everyone just blocks, every shot's a block and all that stuff. So that would be interesting. And college football season, week zero is coming.
Nine days, but who's counting?
Gentlemen, and do you like chalk for what'd you think of the top 25?
I hated it. I thought it was. I mean, the preseason polls are always tremendously awful.
Trash.
Yeah, absolute garbage. So yeah, as per usual.
Ohio State, I like though. I got to tell you, I mean, there's no reason why they can't be right back in that college.
Ohio State and Alabama are the, in my opinion, the two best rosters in college football, and then it's everyone else trying to chase them, including Georgia, who's going to take a big step back this year.
I will say this though. Did you guys read the report that college football might try to get out of the NCAA?
Yes.
No.
That's this morning.
No, what's going on?
Yeah.
They college football playoff. They're trying to get out of the NCAA.
Is Liv trying to come in and buy them all out?
That's right. Well, the Saudis.
Technically, it's the college football playoff that wants to buy it. But that'd be interesting because they'd have to go by those type of like rules. Where the NCAA is run by, you know, the College Collegiate Athletic Association. So, I don't know. I don't know if that would ever happen.
I'm sorry. I'm so dumb. What does that change? Like, how does that change?
Well, you basically wouldn't be part of the College Association.
Like, but I don't know what that means.
You'd be like an independent.
The SEC won't be playing the SEC. No, it means they'll be playing,
Well, a lot of that's going to get broken up anyways. Soon. Right? Because all these divisions that are changing and everything.
Start a lot starting next year. Yep.
So, yeah, I'd keep your eyes on that one for those who love college. Who knows what's going on with Paul Feinbaum right now. People calling up, we can't get rid of the NCAA. I've been watching for years.
I think that's well above their heads.
I still can't figure it out.
Deep thinking. Yeah,
they're not thinking about the macro problems with college football. All right, well, there you go, the bankroll boys.
Hey, you guys are gone tomorrow, huh?
I am gone. Yeah,
yep, I am too.
I have a bit about Bluey farting that I kind of wanted to do with you guys.
It's too bad.
Bluey?
Yeah, you know Bluey, the cartoon thing there?
Oh, is that the dog, kind of dog thing?
Yeah, well, he farts, but they want to get rid of the show because they don't want people farting.
Miss Fluff, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, she thinks...
I'll pay you $5 a fart.
Wow!
It's true.
The weirdest request I have had was to do a fart in video.
Miss Fluff, could you please rip clothes if you would?
I did it!
Hooray! Yes, yeah!
Fart, yeah.
Yay!
Fart, yeah.
Please, please, fart on a pillow and send it to me.
I did it!
Yes, you did! You're enormous.
Right. Make a couple farts.
Right. We will be back. Thank you, Bankroll Boys. Listen to them. Over Under 98.5 Podcast and in the mornings, 7 to 9. Now, Joe, are you and Leroy no longer doing your show?
No, yeah, we did last week. I'm just off. They won't let me do nights and mornings.
No. Okay.
Remember last week when my face looked like?
Yes. Yes. All right. Very good. We'll be right back.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots in Carolina held another joint practice behind.